This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a Tisbet update.
Yes.
As it were. Headline reads from the Associated Press, Brian Melly with the byline, jury convicts thief who stole Golan toilet from English Palace. We had talked about this.
Yes. I looked
when it was initially stolen.
Yeah, I looked it up from, if this is from the, we covered this, our crack reporting.
Yes.
Covered this on the 25th of February.
Look at that. The thief who swiped a Golan toilet from an English palace convicted Tuesday, along with an accomplice who helped cash in on the spoils of the 18-carat work of art that was insured for more than $6 million.
Yeah.
Michael Jones used the fully functioning, one-of-a-kind golden toilet at Blenheim Palace, the country mansion where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born. He used it the day before the theft, and then he went back with at least two other men armed with sledgehammers and crowbars. They smashed the window, pried the Golan toilet from its plumbing within 5 minutes. Just jacked it out of there.
That's
within
professional.
5 minutes and loaded up and drove away.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say this was an audacious raid which had been carefully planned and executed. Those responsible, though not careful enough, leaving a trail of evidence in the form of forensics, CCTV footage, and their phone data. Oops.
What are you doing?
It's so well planned, except for just the details. Those things will come back and bite you. The stolen potty has never been recovered. They think they cut it up and sold it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
The satirical work was called America by an Italian artist poking fun at America's obsession with excessive wealth. It weighed just over 200 pounds. The value of gold at the time was about $3.6 million. It had been on display at the Guggenheim Museum in New York. Thief Mr. Jones, 39, convicted of burglary. The theft was planned by James Sheen, 40, who had also pled guilty to burglary, conspiracy, and transferring criminal property. Apparently, they had some text messages going back and forth. Always good to text about your crime. Except they kept referring to it as a car. Like that was going to be enough to put people off the scent.
The cops will never understand that.
I can sell this car for you in 2 seconds. Come see me tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So some justice has been dispensed, at least in the case of the golden purloined potty. Now those responsible have been caught.
They're up a creek.
They are literally up a creek. That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.